So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he makes the
talk. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
My first business, well, it wasn't a business. It was a network marketing thing called Utility Warehouse. Anyone heard of it? In the UK, they show you how to save gas, electricity. So I thought, I go in, this kid sells me this program in the Brick Lane restaurant, okay, in the basement. I did so many deals in the basement. Only one worked out, which is this one. But in the basement, he sits me down and he's talking about you can make £250 a month by referring your friends and family. And I thought, wow, I'm going to go and pitch my dad. So I'm super excited. I have this bunch of crap, you know, folders they give you. I go up, knock on my dad's, and I'm like, Dad, I need to talk to you. He's like, I'm so busy. What do you want? Dad, I can save you gas, electricity, your phone bill, your internet bill, everything at once. Give me 5 minutes. He says, son, there's the door. Get out. I'm like, okay, that's my plan was to, you know, get my dad to, okay, it didn't work out. He's got friends, and I can go approach his friends. And they told us, they sat us down and they said, what you're going to do when we went to the training, this company's training, and God bless them, they're probably doing all right for themselves. I don't know. I don't care. But they sat us down and they said, what you're going to do is you're going to write down 10 people's name and email address, and then you're going to call them up, and then you're going to tell them you need to meet them. And here's how the conversation will go. And I'm thinking about, oh my gosh, please not again. Is that for real? Okay, good. All right, good. Good. Last time did this happen? Did this really happened? And it kind of gets me off my flow. Where was I?
Here's how the conversations go together.
And so I'm having this conversation with. So I ask myself. So we sit down and they give us this training and they say, call up 10 friends and family, and this is what you're gonna say: Hi, I have a brand new opportunity, and you're gonna take a pause. And the person is going to say, what is it? And you're going to say, oh, I'm not allowed to tell you over the phone. I need to see you in person. And then it's just music. Where is? Okay, one more. All right. We're just going to sit here like we're just waiting for the third one. Right? Come on, just get it over and done with. So then what happens is they go through this training. And I look at everyone and people are just so disheartened because no one likes talking to people on the phone, you know, unless you're getting paid a lot of money. And so I see all these people, they're going out and they're calling their friends and family. And I'm like, I am not calling my friends and family to offer them this. So anyway, I tried to sell it to my dad. And then the next person was my uncle. And he said, son, what is this? He felt sorry for me. You know what I mean? He's like, okay, I'll give you some time. I said, listen, can I come and see you? It's very important. He used the line. He says, what is it? I said, no, I have to come to your house and sit down with your wife and you discuss this life-changing opportunity. I was like 18 years old or something. And so I go to his house and I remember having all these folders and they were sitting down and I was just telling them how much money I can save them. And he said, are you using this company to save your dad electricity? I said, no, my dad doesn't see the vision. You do. After 1 month, I got a letter that said, you made residual income of £5. I made two decisions back then. One is I will never work for an entire month for £5. I had to get that out. I was like, I have to raise my standards. I could sell drugs and make more money. Not that I was. So they're like, yeah, typical East London kid. No. And then the second decision was, wow, this residual stuff income works. It was only £5. But for me, what it did was I realized, oh, wow, I did this once and I could make £5 a month, every month. And I'm going to talk to you guys about this, right? It's like, how do you set up systems where you're using online? And one of the things I learned from this experience was I wanted people to come to me So I could be the hunted instead of being the hunter. Right? Did I go to your house today, David, and knock on the door and pull you out?
No.
I thought he was going to say yes. I was going to kick him out. He is a buddy, so he's a client. So I already joke around with the clients. Anyway, so essentially, it comes down to this. Targeted traffic and a high-converting sales funnel equals cash. Okay, targeted traffic plus a high-converting sales funnel equals cash. The more traffic that you can get to your sales funnel, the more money you will make. And essentially, a sales funnel is like your website. It's essentially your shop, okay, whatever your business is. It's the more traffic that you can get to you. I was speaking to Saeed, who wants a travel agent, right? And if you have more people naturally come to your business, would you make more money? Yes. So then the goal is, how do you get more people to come to you? And over the next 3 days, this is what we're going to be discussing, the systems. Now, this is a big misconception. Most people think if they get lots of people to their website, they will make money. What really makes money is this part, the high converting sales funnel. Okay, what that essentially means is, how do we take a prospect, a customer, a stranger from the internet, and then they come online and then they go through our programs and then they go and buy lots of different products. Does that make sense? Who here, it's not going to appeal to the new guys, but who here has been on my list for at least 1 year? 1 year, they've known me for 1 year. Okay, and who here just found me online and then they came to one of my events, then they came to multiple events and they spent a whole bunch of money and now they're thinking, wow, Shaq has gone through this process with me. Wow, all of you guys, right? It's like, holy smokes, he built an audience. I came to this event. He built a relationship with me and he's he's marketing and selling lots of different products. You guys see that? Now I have this online. When you get started, you do it online. That way you don't have to hire expensive hotel rooms and all of those kind of things. However, in the beginning you do online. As you transition, as you grow, then you can transition into doing offline. So this is, again, I've shared this stuff with some of you guys. I'm going to share this with you guys again. I asked myself, what's the most valuable thing I can give you guys? Was the first session valuable? All right, you guys got to do better than that, because what will happen is Jim is there. I need to make sure my sessions, you guys give him so much energy. What about me? What's going on, Jim? And he's American. Was the first session valuable?
Yes.
Okay, good. So this session, thanks for one guy clapping. I'll give you the £10 later. All right. Building an audience, build a relationship, market and sell. So this is the three-step framework. And then the entire rest of the 3 days, we're going to be going through these, okay? All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.